There's one thing that will forever change the way you sleep, and it's the softest, 100% organic cotton sheets from Boll & Branch. You'll fall asleep faster, wrapped in the most luxurious comfort. You'll never sleep hot again with sheets that feel breathable to sleep in. You'll experience the purest softness on night one and feel your sheets get even softer with every wash. Discover the difference with 15% off your first set of sheets at bollandbranch.com with code Odyssey. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
College holds a mythic place in American culture. On the new Campus Files podcast, we uncover the scandals you won't hear on the campus tours. Find Campus Files on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Q104. Good morning, the Q Morning Show. Bill and Alyssa, it is Friday, January 70th.
I know, that's how it feels.
We did it. This month is over. Today is the last day of January.
This has been the longest month of my entire life. I can't believe that we're still in January today.
I'm a positive person, right? For the most part.
I would say so.
Have you realized that?
Yeah, in our months? Say that you're definitely an optimist.
Okay. Good. Now keep that in mind as I'm about to say this. 2025 straight up sucks.
All right, I second that.
I mean, you think about how it started. We started off the year with a tragedy. We're ending the month with a tragedy. There was a natural disaster
in between.
Right. And then all of the other stuff going on this month that I just can't. January has broken me.
I keep thinking of the people who are doing dry January. And I'm just like, Lord be with those people, because this month feels so long. I don't know how they're doing it. The only things dry for me right now are my lips. And that's enough to make me go crazy.
I'm not drinking enough.
I know, right? I'm like, I feel like I need to make my drinks a little stronger this month, if anything.
Yeah, I am not in the best headspace. I was explaining to Alyssa earlier this morning, my mental health is not great right now. I really need a fun weekend.
And
I need the calendar to turn to February, and it will tomorrow.
And all of that is going to happen. Fun weekend, got that in store.
I hope
February,
so.
February, tomorrow, what else you need? Sunshine? I don't know if we got any of that on the horizon. Let's see.
We've had a little bit of sunshine. That's
tomorrow,
been fine.
Supposed to be sunny. I'm looking right now.
Yeah. I need it. And I'm sure other people feel the same way. It's just that, you know, we're kind of your escape. We say this all the time. We're your escape for all the heavy stuff going on in the world. But man, it affects us too. I mean, it's not like we're oblivious to what's going on.
I wish we were.
And it just becomes overwhelming after a while. And it's like, oh my gosh. That stupid groundhog, he better not see a shadow this weekend. I want Love Fest in February for Valentine's Day.
I want some sunshine, some early spring. That groundhog needs to do his thing.
Yeah, we need to turn things around.
Yeah, I agree.
2025 needs to be turned around. Okay, this morning, we'll try to do some of that with good vibes. Good vibes at 6:55. That is always good for improving my mental health.
Yeah, everybody telling us what's making them smile. It's contagious, rubs off on us.
Yeah, when we hear from you, it's a good thing. It's always a good thing. We have Red Flag Friday this morning at 7:25. Alyssa's College of Knowledge will play two more times before the week is over. And you could win tickets to the IX Center for the Great Big Home and Garden Show, which, did it begin last night or does it begin today?
It starts today and it runs all the way through next Sunday.
Also your chance to win a $250 gift card to the Home Depot. So it's all this morning, right here on the Q Morning Show. It's Q104, the Q Morning Show. Bill and Alyssa. Heather is listening to us this morning all the way in Warren. Heather, good morning.
Good morning.
Warren is 48 miles away from us.
Oh, wow. It's that far?
And Heather does a lot of driving in the morning. Thank you for having us on, Heather. Is there a fashion trend that you hope will never, ever come back?
Yes, definitely. Shoulder pads.
Shoulder pads.
I forgot about those.
They are awful.
Oh, they're
awful.
Terrible.
I don't know why a woman wants their shoulders to look broad, like a man's. I mean, honestly. I mean, maybe nowadays, as awful as that sounds with all the, you know, stuff going on with that, but, like, I just don't see it being a thing. I don't like it. I mean, my grandmother looked awful in it on her record, like, covers when she used to sing and travel, and I'm just like, I don't understand it, and they look uncomfortable. I mean, even if you Google, shoulder pads, it comes up as, like, the football shoulder pads. They don't show, like, the fashion ones.
Yeah, I can
it's
remember.
Not, like, on the top thing.
I can remember buying, like, maybe a Christmas sweater or something for my mom, and it would have shoulder pads in it. But I don't know. I didn't know back then.
I've taken shoulder pads out of so many things that I thrift, or, like, if I go through, like, my mom or my aunt's closet, they have really
exactly.
cute stuff. But it always has shoulder pads, and I always cut them out.
You gotta cut them out.
Yeah.
You have to cut. Well, sometimes they don't come out. They're, like, sewn out, so you have to get, like, the seam ripper and, like, be really careful about it, or you just can't wear the jacket. It's like, or the dress, or whatever has it in it. It's awful.
Oh, they can't. Definitely was a choice.
They can't possibly be still making that, though.
I hope not.
The shoulder pads.
I don't think, like I said, if you Google it, it comes up, like, football shoulder pads is what comes up. I mean, if you scroll down a little, you'll see, you know, like, stick-on ones or whatever, but it's like, why? Why would you do that? It's like a stick-on bra. Those are also awful.
All right, Heather, thank you again for listening to us in Warren. You know, because Heather's listening to us on the radio right now, 104.1.
Okay.
Heather, you could also listen to us on the Odyssey app if it starts crackling a little bit, if you get out of range. Stream us for free on the Odyssey app right there on your phone, and you'll have a chance to win $5,000 if you listen for just 1 hour.
All right, I can do that because you guys play, like, the best music. So,
thank you, Heather.
Thank you, Heather.
And my boss would be happy that I mentioned the Odyssey app.
Oh, he'd be so thrilled.
I would hope so.
Gold star for Bill.
216-474-0104. That is how you get in touch with us, by phone, by text. We have good vibes, and we need them this morning. On the last day of January, the 75th day of January. Good vibes on the way at 6:55, the Q Morning Show.
It's Bill and Alyssa, the Q Morning Show.
I wake up with them every morning.
When I first wake up,
they tell me what's going on here.
Q104. Big or small, we want it all. It's good vibes at 6:55 on Q104.
Let's go to Seven Hills. We're going to get a good vibe this morning from Missy. Missy, good morning.
Good morning.
Tell us about your good vibe.
Okay, so really just whenever I get to come home and my dogs greet me, I'm just like the happiest person because it's just like pure joy and happiness I see in their eyes.
Set this up for me. So where do you live? Do your dogs have a window that they can see you come home? Like, how do they know that you're home? Is it just when the door opens?
I think they know my car, the sound of my car, because as soon as I pull in, like, I can hear them, like, just, like, go crazy. Like, they're just, like, bouncing all around. And
yeah.
They know.
Yeah. Yeah, they got that sense. And then as soon as I walk inside, it's just, like, they're just so, tails are wagging, they're jumping around and having a blast.
It's the best. Although at my house right now, Myrtle kind of picks and chooses when she gets excited if somebody comes home. Like, sometimes when I come home and there's nobody else home, she stays in our bed. She jumps up at our bed and she stays there until somebody gets home. But sometimes she doesn't even get up. I'll walk in the bedroom.
She just can't be bothered.
Yeah, her tail's like going boom, boom, boom against the bed, but she doesn't get out of bed. The only one that she gets out of bed for is my wife. And you're right, Missy. She knows Paula's car. Immediately she knows, and she's waiting by the door for Paula to
up and at him, tail wagging, ready to go.
And then, do you know what happens when you leave, Missy, by any chance?
I mean, I know when, like, I leave, they just start crying. Like, I feel so bad.
Yeah.
I know, like, they cry for just, I mean, it's not a long time, so my neighbors aren't, like, annoyed, but they do, like, ooh, and then if I ever leave something in the house by accident and have to come back, like, they're just, like, right by the door, just, like, with big puppy dog eyes. I'm like, oh.
When I really think about it, like, if I spent some time thinking about it, the amount of anxiety that we give our dogs when we leave and until we come back, it kills me. So I can think about it. Like, they're just anxious until we leave, until the moment we come back.
They're just waiting for you to come back the whole time.
Oh, I know.
We don't deserve dogs.
We don't.
Dogs are angels on this earth.
They are.
What a wonderful good vibe, Missy. Thank you for making us think about that.
Thank you.
And you can share your good vibe with us as well. We're so easy to reach. 216-474-0104. You can call or text. You've got Q104, the Q Morning Show. Bill and Alyssa, Friday morning. Thank you for being with us. Grammys coming up this weekend. Sunday night, CBS 19, streaming on Paramount Plus. We were talking about Lady Gaga and Bruno Mars a few minutes ago. I still have not heard if Lady Gaga is going to be at the Grammys. I was hearing that they were trying to, I mean, that's the number one song in the country right now, Die With a Smile. And I guess maybe there's some difficulty getting Lady Gaga and Bruno Mars together to perform it live. I'm not sure.
We'll just have to wait and see.
It still could happen. I would imagine that if they can get them together, they're going to make some room in the show to put the two of them in there.
Well, sure. And Lady Gaga was just in L.A. last night for Fire Aid. So she's already there.
And Bruno Mars had an achievement this week. I don't know if you saw this. Most streamed artist or something like that. Now, he was on his Instagram stories recognizing that. Like, he was thanking everyone for making him the most streamed artist.
Uh-huh.
And he made a joke about this is going to help pay off my gambling debt.
Oh, yeah, I did see that. And then people thought he was serious.
Did you ever hear that rumor about him, though?
No, I never heard that until he said it. And I was like, wait, is that a thing?
It is a thing. Like, I had no idea. And I Googled it. I had never heard that before. There's this rumor that Bruno Mars owes the MGM Grand like $50 million. He has a $50 million gambling debt.
What? That he just has that like sitting there?
Yeah. Like, it's some rumor. And he was
obviously, there's no way. There's no way. They know where to find this man.
Yeah. Well, I mean, he's obviously leaning into it because he was joking about it on his Instagram stories.
I mean, it gives him some street cred.
Did I ever tell you my Bruno Mars story?
You have a Bruno Mars story?
I do. I just have one.
No, I've never heard this.
This was a while ago. So I don't know if you know this. Back in 2010, because it is true that Bruno Mars likes to go to Vegas.
Well,
I mean, obviously.
Sure, who doesn't?
It's rumored that he has a $50 million gambling
debt. So he must like it.
At the MGM. But back in 2010, I don't know if you remember this, but he was arrested in a bathroom and he was arrested for cocaine possession. He had.
No, I don't remember that.
A couple of grams of coke on him.
Okay.
And so he was arrested. I mean, it's happened to everybody, right? We've all been.
It happens to the best of us. Yeah, just casual.
So he went through all that, and I think he eventually, I think the charge was dropped or something. I don't remember the outcome of that.
Okay.
But cut to 2011, and I'm working in Phoenix at the time, and Bruno Mars stopped by our radio station. So he came into studio.
Okay.
And I'm in the green room, and it's just me and the record label guy. And what's the best way I could describe the record label guy? He was a bro.
Okay. Yep. He was one of those.
Yeah. So you know what I'm talking about I say that word.
Oh, yeah. Definitely.
And he was very condescendingly instructing me, don't ask about the cocaine incident. Don't bring it up. Yeah, don't bring it up. Don't ask any questions about it.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want to hear anything about that or you even approaching that subject. Just leave it alone.
Right.
And I wasn't going to be the one doing the interview. Like, it was going to be two other people doing the interview. I was just handling things for them.
Emotional support.
So I passed along those instructions to the two people who are going to be doing the interview. Don't ask Bruno Mars about being arrested for coke.
Mm-hmm.
Fine, no problem. However, during the interview, Bruno Mars brought it up himself.
Oh, he did?
Like, he just started talking about it, like how it was a difficult year for him, and he brought up the cocaine arrest.
So he just needed to, like, get it off his chest and talk about it for a second.
I guess it was really interesting and fascinating as he, you know, talked about the experience. He brought it up. We didn't ask. And then I'm standing there, I'm witnessing this, I'm listening to the interview, and all of a sudden I have breath in my ear. And it's the record label guy.
No.
And he, as the interview is going on, he whispers in my ear, he's like, "You're going to edit out every second of that conversation, aren't you?"
You're like, he brought it up, dude. We didn't bring this up.
Yeah, so we had to edit it out.
You like, did?
Yeah, we had to. Yeah, you can't make the record label guys angry.
Yeah, that's true. You don't want to do that because they, like, you know, give us all the music that we play. We gotta stay on their good side.
Right. But it's just like every time that memory will just pop up into my head occasionally of just this guy whispering into my ear, "You're going to edit out every single part of that, aren't you?"
Does that haunt your dreams?
It really does.
Just like, ah!
All right, this morning, Red Flag Friday. It is the red flag that you've noticed in your relationship. You thought that your relationship was going well until all of a sudden, out of nowhere, on the field, red flag. We tried to get to the bottom of it. Is it actually a problem for your relationship? Red Flag Friday in less than 15 minutes. It's Q104, the Q Morning Show. Bill and Alyssa, Red Flag Friday. So you'd like to be in a relationship where everything is going well. You are in love. Everything is just, what am
I trying to say? Peachy. It's all peachy.
But unfortunately, that's not always reality.
Mm-mm.
There might be a red flag here or there that you've noticed, and then you come to us. We will sort it out, try to give you some good advice. This morning we have Grant joining us. Grant, good morning.
Good morning.
What's going on? Have you noticed a red flag in your current relationship?
For sure. Yeah, thanks for having me. This has been driving me crazy, like, all month. I've seen this girl since last summer, I guess 5 months now. And I thought, like, things were going really good. And, like, we spent, like, a lot of these holidays that just happened together.
Okay, so the holidays were good, but was there an incident that wasn't so good?
So, yeah. My grandparents from Texas flew up and, you know, they're staying at my parents' house, and my girlfriend was, you know, with us, and, like, you know, attending and being part of this.
Mm-hmm.
Like, this is what I thought was a red flag, and I'm just wondering what you guys think. At one point in the night, my sister's like, "Oh, everybody's, you know, in one room. Let's get a family picture." So, you know, we're all like, "All right," like getting ready to pose, and I was like, you know, told my girlfriend to get in the picture. And she's like, wasn't in. And she's like, was not getting in. I was like, what are you doing? I was like, get in. And she was just like shaking her head like, no, 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 no. And excused herself and, like, I guess went to the bathroom.
Why didn't she want to get in the picture?
I asked her about it later and she was like, oh, it was a family picture. And I just didn't feel like right being in it. But my brother's girlfriend was in it. My sister's fiance was in it. And I kind of let it go. But it's really been bothering me. And I you know, I really want this relationship to keep growing, but I just keep thinking that was such a red flag.
Okay, so the girl that you're seeing, there was a family picture, everybody was posing, but the girl bailed. She didn't want to be in the picture.
Ran away to the bathroom.
Alyssa, do you think that's a red flag?
Not at all.
Really?
Not at all.
I think it's a major red flag.
You do?
Yes.
Really?
I think that in that moment, she's not thinking about long-term with Grant. And she's like, I don't want to be in this family picture. I might not be together with this guy in a few months, in a year.
I get what you're saying, but I think of it more as, like, she didn't want to be in the picture because what if they do break up and then they don't want to have that picture out in the house? They don't want to display it because one of his exes is in it.
That's exactly what I'm saying. She doesn't want to be in that picture for that reason, if there's a breakup. So that means she's thinking that the relationship isn't going anywhere.
I don't think that she's planning to break up, but you never know. They've only been together for 5 months.
Okay, but what does it matter? The picture is just documenting the day. Here's who's at the house. Here's everybody who's here. Let's get a picture. It's not supposed to represent, like, maybe if it was a family portrait that you were getting at Sears, do they even still do that anymore? That
okay,
might be such an outdated reference.
He said that his grandparents flew up from Texas. It's
yeah.
not like they're there all the time. When's the next time that they're going to all get a family portrait? You don't know.
But I'm saying relationships can end for any reason at any time. I mean,
they totally could, but I get why she would not want to be in this picture. I have excused myself from family photos of the person that I'm dating for the same reason.
Okay, we're saying the exact same thing.
I think it's a good thing, and you don't think it's a good thing at all.
No, it's a major red flag. 216-474-0104. Grant, I'm sorry, but I think your girlfriend is going to break up with you any day now.
Grant, I think he's overreacting.
You guys have got my head spinning. Oh, my God.
216-474-0104. Your call's coming up. Red Flag Friday on the Q Morning Show. Red Flag Friday on the Q Morning Show. Q104. It's Bill and Alyssa. Parker has been dating this girl for about 5 months now.
Yeah.
They went through the holiday season. They had a lot of fun. And then they had this, like, late holiday family reunion get-together just a few weeks ago. And there were grandparents from out of town, and someone said, let's take a picture. Let's take a family picture.
Everybody's in one place for the first time in however long. So let's document it. Let's get a picture. But Parker's girlfriend of 5 months politely excused herself from the picture. Did not want to be in it.
And I think it's a major red flag. Alyssa does not agree.
I don't think it's a red flag at all.
Let's find out what Amanda and Perry has to say. Amanda, good morning.
Good morning.
Red flag or no?
Absolutely.
It is a red flag.
Okay, so you think it is?
Yes.
Why do you think so?
Well, for the simple fact that if you're really into somebody and you want to see a future with them, you're going to want to start having memories with them, starting from first holidays, things like that. So the fact that she simply does not want to be in the pictures, she's thinking of her exit already.
See? That's exactly what I said, Alyssa.
See, but they could get a picture, just the two of them, and she wouldn't have to be in the big family picture, and it could still be documented.
Right, but what Parker's girlfriend is worried about is ruining a family picture where there's grandparents in there.
I know, she's just being courteous.
And then all of a sudden, you know, what are you going to do? Can you Photoshop her out?
Exactly.
You know, do you take that picture? Do you, like, take a cigarette and burn her face out of it? Like, how do you get her out of there? Brittany in Westlake, good morning.
Good morning.
Now, you don't think it's a red flag that...
I don't.
Why do you think that?
I actually am on the total opposite end of this, but my sister's always been Bill in this situation, and I've always been on a good old girl side here. I don't think you should even bring a person to Christmas or family gathering until they are a fiancé.
Oh, wow.
Let me tell you, both my parents are gone now. Both my parents have passed. And all of our family photos have different boyfriends of my sister's.
Mm-hmm.
And I just think until you're 100% committed and serious, I don't think they should be in the family photos. Both my sister and stepsister have boyfriends of the month when they were younger, I swear, and they're all in the family photos. So I don't think it's a red flag. I think she's actually being mindful because you don't know what's going to happen until you're at the point of engagement and marriage. You're just dating, and it's still new. They're only 5 months in. I wouldn't even have gone if I were her.
Brittany, your rules are very strict. So are you saying that, okay, so let's say it's Thanksgiving later this year. If someone wants to bring, can they bring a date to Thanksgiving? They just can't be in any pictures, or they're not even allowed to bring?
I don't bring.
You don't even bring them.
If we're not serious, I don't.
I completely agree with that. Because,
you do?
Yes, I really do. Because how much quality time do you really get with your family? And if that's somebody that, if this person is somebody that he's only been dating for a couple of months, to me, I'm like, you can see them whenever. Enjoy this couple of hours with your family and really just soak it all in. Your grandparents are only here for however long, and then they're going to go back down to Texas. I just, you're thinking of it in a completely different way than I am.
Yeah, this sounds like a different conversation. To not even invite the girlfriend or the boyfriend to a family event because you're not engaged yet,
I think that's a little extreme, but I understand the sentiment of it, of just not wanting to have to entertain the person that you're dating and get to actually spend time with your family instead.
Okay. Do you want to do three calls says it all for this then?
All right, let's do it. Let's do a tiebreaker right here.
Janine in Medina, red flag or no red flag?
Absolutely a red flag.
Ah!
Yeah, and the reason I say that is it's not like you're asking this girlfriend of 5 months to be in like a family wedding photo or something. It's a holiday.
Yeah.
You're taking pictures with the family just to, you know, remember the occasion. If it's that big of a deal, take two photos. Take one with the girlfriend and one without, with just the grandparents or whatever. yeah, I think it's a red flag. I think she's thinking down the road. I think she might not be that into the guy, or you know, to not want to be in the photos. It's just a family photo. It's a holiday. I don't know. I'm just thinking that it's a red flag for sure.
All right. We'll have to leave it there. Anything further, 216-474-0104. I haven't even read the text yet.
But the top one is my favorite, and I'm going to screenshot it, frame it, and keep it for the rest of my life because it just says, Alyssa is right. End of story. Mic drop.
Okay. Well, then we have nothing further to discuss, I guess. The Q Morning Show, Q104. Good morning. That could be your best new artist of 2024, Benson Boone. He's also going to perform on Sunday night at the Grammys. The Q Morning Show, it's Q104, Bill and Alyssa. I'm getting texts from my friends.
About what?
You're not really going to the Velvet Dog tonight, are you?
Oh, but we are. We are.
They're like, that's just a joke. Like, no,
no,
I'm no really
that's
going.
That's a real thing. We are really going to the Velvet Dog tonight for their second to last night in business.
I know I shouldn't be there.
What? Now, why do you say that?
It's not like I'm going to embarrass myself. I'm not going out on the dance floor if they have that.
That's what you think now.
No, I'm not.
Let me get you a couple of shots and then we'll see what changes.
We're just going. Again, it's the last weekend for the Velvet Dog. They will close down for good after 25 years tomorrow night. But the Velvet Dog is the place where I met my wife for the very first time in 2001.
That's so crazy.
We're just going to go tonight. Alyssa's going and her husband, and just want to have a couple drinks and take some pictures and
take
and say
it all
goodbye.
In one last time.
maybe Paula will ask for a divorce at some point today.
Oh my God.
And bring it full circle.
Yeah, yes. Just full circle moment.
Finally, this is the place that I met you, and I waited until we came back, and now this is it.
And now this is how it ends.
This is where I leave you.
Could you imagine being asked for a divorce in the Velvet Dog? It's happened to someone.
Well, can you imagine meeting someone for the first time at the Velvet Dog and being together all these years later?
All these years later.
Alyssa's College of Knowledge is on the way this morning. In less than 10 minutes, we're going to need a contestant. You could win Home and Garden Show tickets and qualify to win the $250 gift card to the Home Depot.
Wake up!
It's Bill and Alyssa, the Q Morning Show.
They're the first voices I hear in the morning.
They keep me connected.
I wake up with them every morning.
Q104.
Grab your notebooks and sharpen those pencils.
It's time for Alyssa's College of Knowledge.
Class is in session on Q104.
George in Lorraine is next in the hot seat to play Alyssa, Alyssa's College of Knowledge. Good morning, George.
Good morning.
It's a 5-question general knowledge trivia challenge. If you get more right than Alyssa, you win. If she gets more right than you, she wins. If it is a tie, Alyssa still wins, unfortunately, because all ties go to Alyssa. Are you ready for your 5 questions?
Sure. Go ahead.
Question 1. Did Costco just reveal that they are switching from Coke to Pepsi or Pepsi to Coke?
Coke to Pepsi.
Question 2. What TV show aired on AMC from 2010 to 2022 following a group of survivors in a post-apocalyptic world overrun by zombies?
The Walking Dead.
Question 3. His birthday is today. He once performed during the Super Bowl halftime show in 2004 with Janet Jackson, and it was very controversial. Who is it?
Justin Timberlake.
Question 4. What bird hides their head in the sand?
Ostrich.
And the final question today, the name of a French thin pancake, usually sweet or savory?
French toast.
All right, George, let's get Alyssa in here ASAP.
Alyssa, will you please report back to the studio?
George, you did not do too bad. 3 out of 5 today.
I'll take the 3 out of 5.
And Alyssa is making her way back into the studio. You're matching today. You have a matching sweater and hat today.
I know, I tried.
Tried for what? For me?
No, I just tried to match today once.
It's not necessary to dress up for me.
Oh, I know that. Believe me.
Meet George and Lorraine.
Good morning, George.
Good morning, Alyssa.
He went 3 for 5 today. Let's see how you do compared to George. You need 3 to tie, 4 to win. Question 1. Did Costco just reveal they are switching from Coke to Pepsi or Pepsi to Coke?
Pepsi to Coke.
That is correct. Question two. What TV show aired on AMC from 2010 to 2022 following a group of survivors?
Walking Dead.
Did you just answer the question before I finished the question?
I did. I didn't even watch that show. I'm just getting too good at this.
Oh, my gosh.
It's terrible.
What's terrible? The how obnoxious she's being? Is that what you're saying is terrible,
no,
George?
No, the matching hat and sweater. Deal, yeah. Whatever she's
doing. He's appalled by the matching hat.
Oh, I'm so sorry, George. I didn't mean to offend.
No.
Question three. His birthday is today. He once performed during the Super Bowl halftime show in 2004 with Janet Jackson, and it was very controversial.
That'd be Justin Timberlake.
That is Justin Timberlake. Thank you for letting me finish the question.
Oh, you're so welcome.
Question four. What bird hides their head in the sand?
A bird that hides their head in the sand. I feel like I should know this. Is it a dodo?
An ostrich.
Ah!
So she is fallible.
She is.
Final question today. The name of a French thin pancake, usually sweet or savory?
A crepe.
That is a crepe. That's Alyssa's fourth correct answer, so that means she outright wins Alyssa's College of Knowledge today.
Sorry, George, but I did need that win this week.
Yeah. Well,
it's been a rough week for me.
Well, congratulations. I'm glad you're back on track.
Oh, well, thank you. And George, don't you worry, because we got something for you, too.
Yeah, don't be sad, George. We have Home and Garden Show tickets for you. Also, you're qualified to win that $250 gift card to the Home Depot.
Very nice. Thank you. I appreciate it, guys. My name is George. I just flunked out of Alyssa's College of Knowledge on Q104.
Billie Eilish on Q104. She performed last night in L.A. at Fire Aid.
I saw that. She also hopped up on stage with Green Day.
Yeah.
I saw, and they did like a little collab.
I would imagine that you can watch that on demand. If you wanted to, you could watch that show on demand.
Oh, I'm sure. It was streaming on like so much last night.
But sometimes they don't keep that stuff on. I would imagine for this that they would.
I would think that they'll at least keep it through the weekend.
Yeah.
You know, at least.
And then Billie at the Grammys on Sunday night. She will perform live again. She's nominated for 7 Grammy Awards on Sunday night.
She's going to have her hands full, like literally full of awards.
Hope so. I hope she walks away with some awards.
I feel like she's always one of those people that like has to carry them with 2 hands. And then somebody's also helping her because she doesn't have enough hands to carry all the trophies.
Her brother will help. Phineas will help.
Yeah, Phineas will be there.
We're getting into February now, finally. Today being the last day of January. It's been a long 70-day month, but we're getting into February now. A week from tomorrow will be Cupid's Undie Run, and that is hosted for the third year by Alyssa and myself. Cupid's Undie Run at the Draft Room this year at Huntington Bank Field. So Brown Stadium, basically. We'll be in the Draft Room most of the time. In our underwear, pink and red, and will be very colorful. And then we only go outside for just the run part. Which
the
is
run, walk.
And it's not really a run. Yeah, it's a walk.
Yeah,
it's,
so.
It's a stroll, if you call it that.
Really what it is it's all for a good cause. And that's what's important.
Absolutely. Raising money again this year to fight NF and to raise money for the Children's Tumor Foundation. There is, if you want to get registered, and we hope that you'll want to join us next weekend, cupids.org. There's also links on our website, q104.com. And this weekend, to get registered, there's 50% off your registration with this code, Cheeky50. Cheeky50 is your code to get half off registration, cupids.org. And maybe we'll see you next weekend. Alyssa's College of Knowledge, round two, coming up at 8:55 this morning. I think our last pair, or at least last pair today for the IX Center for the Home and Garden Show.
Oh, yeah, for the great big Home and Garden Show. We got another pair of tickets, or actually, no, a 4-pack of tickets.
And get qualified to win the $250 gift card to Home Depot. Q104, Bill and Alyssa, the Q Morning Show. Okay, so what was the story that you found? What was the excuse that this person gave to get out of a speeding ticket?
So I saw this story and was like, oh, my God, this can't be real. And it is. Earlier this week, a guy in Connecticut got pulled over doing 130 miles per hour. His reason? He said, quote, he wants to get home to see his cat.
Just to see the cat?
That's the reason that he gave.
The cat wasn't ill.
Nope, he said he just wanted to get home to see his cat. So he was going really fast, like 130 miles per hour fast.
The cat wasn't stuck inside something?
Nope, just wanted to get home to see the cat. Spoiler alert, it did not get him out of the ticket.
That was going to be my guess. I was going to guess he did not get out of that ticket.
In fact, it ended up getting him processed, and he has a reckless driving and DWI charge
at the moment. He was drunk?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
He failed the sobriety test.
Well, then that's why he didn't have a good excuse, because he was inebriated.
Yeah. I mean, honestly, that's more of an excuse than I could come up with when I've been drinking.
I also don't
get in the car and try to drive, so.
You have to have a better excuse than that if you want to get out of the speeding ticket. Michelle in Sandusky, good morning.
Good morning.
So you were pulled over?
Yes. This was a while ago, but yes.
And what excuse did you give to try to get out of the ticket?
I said I was having contractions because I was very visibly big and pregnant at the time.
Okay.
Wait, were you actually having contractions?
Oh, wait. I want to guess.
Oh, okay.
I'm going to say you were not actually in labor. You just took that the big belly to your advantage and you tried to fool the cop.
I agree. I'm going to say that you were not having contractions, but if you got it, you might as well use it. So
I was far enough along that I was already starting to have like the Braxton Hicks, like, hey, labor's coming up contractions, but they weren't like real ones. And I was not comfortable that morning because of those, but I definitely wasn't in labor yet. So okay. I wasn't having full on contractions yet, but I was hoping that maybe I could just play up my discomfort a little bit and get out of the ticket.
I'm going to say it worked.
I'm going to say it did too.
It did not. And it was a woman cop, too. I was so offended. I was like, no empathy here.
Wait, actually, though, you know, that might have been the reason that you didn't get out of it is because you had a woman cop. If it was a guy, I feel like he would have just been like, I don't know. I can't do this. Just go.
He wants no part of this.
Yeah.
I always heard that they would give you an escort to the hospital at that point. Were you afraid that it might backfire and they were going to try to give you like a police escort to the emergency room?
So she did ask me. She's like, do I need to call someone? I was like, no, I just need to get home. And I wasn't even going home. I was going to work.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, she wasn't buying it.
She's not buying it.
Well,
she wasn't.
How long after that, after you got the speeding ticket, did you have the baby?
This was at the end of September, and my son was born in the second week of October.
Oh, my goodness. Okay, so those two events are pretty close together.
All right, Michelle.
Yeah, and then I had to deal with the speeding ticket after I had my baby.
Yeah. Expensive baby.
Right.
Thank you, Michelle, for listening to us.
Thank you guys so much.
216-474-0104. So that'll be our little game. You tell us the excuse that you gave to try to get out of a speeding ticket. We will try to guess whether it worked for you or not. 216-474-0104. The Q Morning Show. You've got Q104, the Q Morning Show. Bill and Alyssa, what excuse did you give the officer trying to get out of a speeding ticket? Did it work or not? We're going to try to guess right now. Let's start with Amanda in Brook Park. Amanda, good morning.
Good morning.
Okay, so you get pulled over. What happened?
I get pulled over. Mind you, I'm exhausted because it's probably like 2-3 a.m., right?
Okay. All right.
And I'm literally coming from out of state, and I didn't give him an excuse. I gave him the reason why I was so tired, why I was speeding, why I was trying to get home.
Okay.
And I was coming from an out-of-state funeral, literally a 24-hour drive there, go to the funeral, drive back.
Brutal.
And it was in Pennsylvania.
Okay.
No, it was in Indiana.
Okay.
All right. I believe that excuse was valid. I believe that actually happened to you.
Yeah, I do believe that excuse, but I don't think that it got you out of the ticket.
Me either. You were playing the sympathy card there, and I don't think he was sympathetic. I think you got a ticket.
I did not. He believed me because it was the truth, and he let me go. He said, you be safe going home, young lady.
Oh, how nice.
Okay. Yeah.
That is,
so it works.
That has never happened to me. I have never been able to use anything to get myself out of a ticket.
Like, I've never actually fully gotten out of a ticket, but I have gotten my ticket like lessened.
Mm-hmm.
Like if I get like pulled over for speeding, they'll give me like a seatbelt ticket. That's happened to me like two or three times, even though I'm wearing my seatbelt.
Mm-hmm.
They have to give me a ticket for something. So I'm like, yeah, I mean, I'll take the seatbelt, I guess. It's not a moving violation.
Susan in Hudson. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
Okay. So you were caught speeding. What is the excuse that you gave to try to get out of it?
So we moved to St. Louis. I got a speeding ticket and I was truthful. So I decided, my boss told me, oh, never be truthful. Tell them, make something up that makes you sound pathetic. I'm like, okay. So I was on the freeway, never had been to this place before, get off the road, and the speed limit dropped from 50 to 25 in like the blink of an eye.
Mm-hmm.
I get pulled over and I'm like, oh my God. So this will date me. I had a map sitting on my seat, which is no lie. So this cop comes up to the window and says, I roll my window down. I said, oh, please tell me God sent you to help me because I'm lost. Well, after he like closed his mouth because he was stunned, he was like, where are you coming from? Where are you going? So I answered all those questions, and I was sort of truthful. I really wasn't lost, but I was in an area I had never been before.
Okay, so I'm going to say just the way that you told the story, I'm going to say it worked. He felt sympathy for you. You played dumb, you played stupid, and he let you go.
I'm going to say it didn't work.
It worked.
Ah,
it worked.
It worked.
Yeah.
What he said to me, he goes, listen, I'm going to let you go, but I'm telling you right now, the cops about a mile up the road when you turn, they're not as nice as me. So
no.
Slow down.
Yeah.
So he was quite literally playing good cop.
See? I mean, I don't have to play stupid when I get pulled over.
Yeah, I just am.
I am stupid.
I just am. It's not an act.
I still get a ticket. Rochelle in Brunswick. Good morning.
Good morning.
Okay, you get pulled over. You're sitting at the side of the road. The cop comes up to the car. What excuse did you give?
So I told him, because I'm an ultrasound tech, that I'm on my way into the hospital to scan testicles.
That was your excuse?
Well, I was on call. I was heading to the hospital. That wasn't the exact exam I was doing. But
I feel like sometimes you just got to throw it out there, and it's so shocking that they're like, okay, proceed.
And the idiot asked me, he goes, well, is it an emergency? And I said, well, we don't routinely schedule patients at 3 a.m.
It's a testicle emergency.
Yeah, I'm scanning testicles. It's an emergency.
Absolutely. I think you have to make it sound like it's more important than it is, right?
I think he let you out of the ticket for that.
I'm going to say.
He did.
Just because he wanted the story to tell all the other cop friends.
Well, and not to say this happens frequently, but if it's a female cop, it's a miscarriage.
Oh, no.
I missed what she said. Should I have anybody repeat it?
No.
Okay. Because the look on your... I didn't hear what she said.
She said if it's...
No, don't tell me.
Okay.
Should you not tell me?
No, it's fine.
Oh, the look on your face was
no,
like...
No, she just said that if it's a male cop, she'll say she's going to scan testicles. If it's a female cop, she'll say it's a miscarriage.
Oh, my God. Where's my Bible from yesterday? I need my...
Yeah. Did you take that home already?
No, it's right here. I need my Bible, and I need to start reading it right now. That's terrible. The Q Morning Show, Q104.
Grab your notebooks and sharpen those pencils. It's time for Alyssa's College of Knowledge. Class is in session on Q104.
Libby in Chagrin Falls, good morning.
Good morning.
Let's see if you can take down Alyssa the final time here. During the week, it's a 5-question general knowledge trivia challenge. If you get more right than Alyssa, you win. If she gets more right than you, she wins. If it is a tie, Alyssa wins because all ties go to Alyssa. Are you ready for your 5 questions?
Yes.
If you mix blue and yellow, you get what color?
Green.
Question 2. This cartoon character's catchphrase is, what's up, Doc?
Bugs Bunny.
Question 3. What company has announced they are not allowing you to use their bathroom unless you make a purchase?
Starbucks.
Question 4. The name of the ex-boyfriend of Miley Cyrus, who she met on the set of the movie The Last Song.
I have no idea.
Final question. How many total continents are in the world?
7.
All right. Nice job. Let's get Alyssa back into the studio.
Alyssa, will you please report back to the studio?
Libby, you did fantastic. 4 out of 5 today.
Nice.
Alyssa's on her way back in. Who's talking to you out there in the hallway?
Sorry. Ted and I were talking about Thunder Down Under.
What is Thunder Down Under?
The Australian stripper show.
Is that coming to Cleveland or something?
Well, maybe. I don't know. We'll have to wait and see.
Okay, very good. That is not a trivia question, because I had no idea. This is Libby in Chagrin Falls.
Good morning, Libby.
Good morning, Alyssa.
She went 4 for 5.
Not bad. Actually, that's really good.
So Alyssa needs 4 correct and 5 to outright win the game. Here is question number 1. If you mix yellow and blue, you get what color?
Green.
That is correct. Question 2. This cartoon character's catchphrase is, "What's up, Doc?"
Oh, Bugs Bunny.
Question 3. What company has announced they are not allowing you to use their bathroom unless you make a purchase?
Starbucks. What? Best of luck to all the baristas out there.
Question 4. The name of the ex-boyfriend of Miley Cyrus, who she met on the set of the movie The Last Song.
His name is Liam. Liam Hemsworth.
That's 4 to tie. Here's 5 to win. How many total continents are in the world?
7.
7 is correct. Wow, Libby. She went 5 for 5.
Impressive for sure.
4 out of 5 is pretty impressive too, and I'm not gonna lie to you, I've had a rough week, so thank you. Thank you for letting me win this.
Hey, you're welcome.
Libby, we are going to set you up with these passes to the Home and Garden Show at the IX Center, and you're automatically qualified to win a $250 gift card to the Home Depot.
Oh, that's awesome. My name is Libby, and I just flunked out of Alyssa's College of Knowledge on Q104.
Friday morning, the Q Morning Show. Bill and Alyssa, good to have you with us. Grammys coming up on Sunday night. CBS 19 streaming on Paramount Plus. Taylor Swift is going to be there.
I know. I did see that. She's going to be presenting an award, but it doesn't say which one she's presenting.
Yes. Not performing, but she will be there. What were you saying earlier this morning about something about Taylor and the Super Bowl?
Oh my gosh. Okay. So TikTok, the internet right now, is currently losing their mind over the idea that Taylor maybe, just maybe, could make an appearance at the Super Bowl halftime show this year.
Are you aware if Taylor has any kind of relationship with Kendrick?
So that's what I was going to say. I don't know if they are like friends per se, but do you remember back when Taylor dropped Bad Blood, like the music video for Bad Blood? Kendrick had a verse on it.
Oh, really? Oh, yeah.
So people are thinking that maybe, just maybe, Kendrick will do his song, They Not Like Us. And then it actually like perfectly mashes into Bad Blood.
Uh-huh.
Bring her out, because it would be a good reference to the beef that he has with Drake, because it is a diss track. So then go from They Not Like Us into Bad Blood. Taylor's there. Boom. Bada bing, bada boom.
Wow.
Taylor does the Super Bowl.
Well, she's going to be there for sure.
Is it a stretch? Yes. But let me have like the next week and a couple of days to dream. Okay? Let me have this.
You know, you can bet on that, by the way. You can bet.
Oh, yeah.
You can bet on if Taylor is going to appear with Kendrick Lamar during the halftime show.
Wait, is that already a thing that people are betting on?
Yes.
Is it really?
Yes, it is. Because, I mean, there's what, like 60... of those online betting apps right now, if not more?
Yeah, I did one of them a couple years ago, but like it was betting as in like how long would the national anthem go?
Yeah.
Like who's going to get the first touchdown of the game? Like it's not actually like betting on who's going to win, but it's just betting on everything else.
Yeah, they're called prop bets.
Mm.
So that's a prop bet. Will Taylor appear with Kendrick during the halftime show? Other Taylor Swift related prop bets that are out there right now. How many times Taylor will be shown on TV.
So you can,
you can bet the over or the under on that. How often she will kiss Travis on the field.
Well, that's assuming that he wins, right?
I guess so, because, yeah, they're not kissing on the field if the Chiefs lose
the Super Bowl. I don't think so.
They have a prop bet. How many times will they show Taylor during the national anthem? If they will have a live shot of her when a touchdown happens?
Okay.
Listen to this major long shot bet that you can bet on, because this is what I've been saying for how many weeks now?
Oh, I know what it is. I know exactly what it is.
I floated the theory that this is all coming to a head. This relationship that we've been following for how long now, the Travis and Taylor saga. If the Chiefs win a third Super Bowl and Travis gets another ring, I think he's going to give Taylor a ring right after the Super Bowl. That's when they get engaged. You can actually bet on that. If Travis will propose to Taylor after the game.
Wow. I wonder how much people are putting on that, because I just do not think that that's going to happen. I can't imagine like any world where that occurs.
I will bet $1.
Also, I'm sorry, but Taylor Swift deserves better than that for a proposal. She really does. I do not want to see it happen post-game.
Why would that be a bad proposal?
Because she deserves more than being like having her future husband all sweaty on a field. It's a moment about a different team. It's not about her. Like, we need to make Taylor Swift's proposal all about her. It's not going to be a shared thing with the Chiefs winning or whatever.
But Travis would be making it all about her, because all of a sudden the focus is no longer on Travis Kelce. It's no longer on the Chiefs winning the Super Bowl. It's all about Taylor Swift where else, in what other forum would you have a more public proposal than that? The Super Bowl, where the entire world is watching it. The most viewership of anything in a calendar year.
You make a good point.
So, yeah, I will bet
$1.
$1. That it's going to happen. Gracie Abrams, the Q Morning Show, Q104. It's Bill and Alyssa. Well, here we are again. The final segment that we have on the week. It's Friday. This is it for us before the weekend. And I am completely out of gas. January has broken me. We've talked about that. We talked about that earlier in the show. I mean,
it has been the longest month ever.
Oh my gosh.
I genuinely cannot believe that today we are still in January.
Yeah.
It feels like a bit. It feels like a joke.
I have no voice left. I think that, because Alyssa and I are supposed to go out tonight.
Saying supposed to?
I might cancel on you. I might cancel.
Bill.
What? Would you be mad if I canceled? Would you be mad?
I would not be mad. Okay. I would understand. However, we're going out because the Velvet Dog literally closes tomorrow.
Yeah. There's no reschedule.
There is no rain check.
Yeah. There's can't reschedule.
Kind of got to do it tonight. No, now or never.
So tired. So tired, Alyssa.
Hey, buck up. Come on. It's the weekend.
I better get a nap today.
You better.
And a second wind. All right, have a great weekend. We'll see you in February. The Q Morning Show, Q104.